much for coming to our Sunday feast program. Happy Mother's Day, Key! So, Mother's Day means we're going to give this lecture about the mothers. In Vedic culture, there are seven mothers. Saptamata. Adho Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani, Raj Patnika, Dainur, Dhatri, Tata Prithvi. In the Vedas, it is stated there are several types of mothers. One is the original mother. Suvas Prabhu asked if everyone called their mother today. At about 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I called my mother, 90-year-old, very wonderful woman. We talked for about 4 minutes, after which time she said, "Who is this?" I've been her son for decades and decades and decades. I have such a strange voice that people in Australia, when I call, know that it's me. But my mother, after making jokes and wishing her Happy Mother's Day and wishing her well and asking her how she was doing, her response was, "Who is this?" I said, "This is your son." She said, "Which one?" I have another brother who's in the Netherlands, who's younger than me, nothing like me. And I explained to her, "Your son, Sura." She said, okay, I remember you. So mother is most important thing. I called my daughter. She has a 7-month-old son. I wished her Happy Mother's Day. I said, "What did Jackson Cham," his name is Jackson Cham, 7-month-old, what did he do for you for Mother's Day?" She said, "Oh, he kicked me several times." When we're young children, babies, we don't even realize we're totally dependent on Adho Mata, original mother. Mother's giving milk. Mother's giving shelter. Mother's cleaning us, taking care of us. Everything. Original mother is so important. Therefore, even in Western society, we have this Mother's Day. In Vedic society, mother is always worshipped. The wife of Shiva, she asked her husband, Lord Shiva, "What is the most worshipable thing?" And he responded, it's in the Srimad Bhagavatam, "Aradhananam sarvesham, Vishnu aradhanam param, tasmat parataram devi, tadiyanam samarchanam." Aradhanam. Aradhanam means worship. The word radha means to worship. So he told his wife, of all the different times of worship, the worship of Vishnu is best. But better than the worship of Vishnu, tasmat parataram devi, tadiyanam samarchanam, is worshiping the paraphernalia and representative of Vishnu, Radha. So let us chant together, call response, for this holy day of the mother. The mantra for the holy mother, Radhe, Rukmini ji, Radharani, the wife of Lord Krishna, whose worship and name is even more important than Krishna's name.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe.
Jayarade, Jayashirade. Krishna, 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 Jai Krishna, Jaya Shri Krishna,
Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Shri Krishna,
Jai Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Shri Krishna.
Jai Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yasodanandana Gopala
Gopala Gopala Yasodanandana Gopala
Gopala Gopala Yasodanandana Gopala Hey Yasodanandana Gopala, Yasoda Nandana, Gopala.
Yasoda Nandana, Gopala. Yasoda Nandana, Gopala.
Oh, Yasoda Nandana, Gopala. Yasoda Nandana, Gopala. Gopala, Yasoda Nandana, Gopala.
Gopala, Gopala, Yasoda Nandana, Gopala.
Hey, Gopala, Gopala, Yasoda Nandana, Gopala.
Gopala, Gopala.
Jai, Gopal Jai, oh Jai,
oh
Jai, Jai, Gopal Jai, oh Jai, oh Govinda Jai, Jai, Gopal Jai, Jai, Gopal Jai, Jai, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jai, Jai,
Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jai,
Jai, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jai, Jai, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe,
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. So not only Srimati Radharani is worshipped as the mother, but the mother of Krishna, Yasoda, Yasoda Nandana Gopala. Krishna is not just Gopal. He's Gopala, Gopala, Yasoda Nandana Gopala. He's the son of Mother Yasoda. Devaki Nandana, Yasoda Nandana. This is Krishna in the Vedic culture. Vedic culture doesn't put women in the inferior position. Rather, it puts the mother, the woman, in the superior position. Radharani is the mother of devotion. Yasoda, one doesn't even recite Krishna's name, neither you see a picture of Krishna without Yasoda or without Radharani. So in the Vedic culture, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ado Mata, the original mother, who may not even know who you are when you call her on the phone, but she's your mother. And she loves you and you love her. She doesn't know who you are, but you love her. Ado Mata Guru Patni, the wife of the spiritual master, is honored as the Supreme Mother. Brahmani, the female Brahmin, the female who is the Brahmin or the wife of the Brahmin, she is our mother and we worship her. Great respect to all the Brahmanis and Vaishnavis. Ado Mata Guru Patni Brahmani Rajpatnika, the wife of the king. Of course, I guess in our country that would mean Mrs. Obama. Or in our community that would mean Tadit Prabhu, the wife of the king, the wife of the president. She is also mother and we worship her. Ado Mata Guru Patni Brahmani Rajpatnika Dainur. Dainur means the cow. That's our mother. In Vedic culture, cow is the mother. She's giving us the milk. She's giving us so much nourishment. We're drinking as youths. We get so much energy from the cow in Vedic culture. They protect the cow. In our Krishna conscious culture, we have cow protection. You could go to our booth. Vanabhata Prabhu has brought the milk of the cow, of the Holy Mother, from someplace out in the countryside. I don't know, up Northern California or Southern California, somewhere. And you can get this milk. Cow is the mother. In this Western society, they kill the cows. They eat their mothers. Can you imagine? If someone eats their mother, cow is mother. You can't eat cow. But people are so mixed up and confused, they eat their holy mother. Vedic culture says, no. You can drink the milk from the cow, but cow is your mother. In India, the cows roam freely in the streets. Car is coming, you have to stop for the cow. The cow has the right of way. Like now they passed a law that the bicycles can ride freely in the middle of the street. I don't understand that. I ride a bicycle and that's confusing. If there's a sidewalk, why are you riding in traffic with cars? But in India, the cows, the bulls, the carts, everything. I was one time in India driving in a bullock cart. We were going along in a procession. And there were some cars, you know, the Indian cars along the side of the road. And the bull rammed the cart into two or three cars that we were riding on the cart. And I asked the Indian devotee that was there, shouldn't we stop and leave our license plate number or something? They were ruined. Those vehicles, smashed them to bits. And he said, no, this is India. You just keep going. We went. I looked back. No, don't look back. You know, we just go. Stay with the procession. So cow is worshipped. Cow can smash into a car. That's okay. Oh, it's cow? That's fine. Uninsured motorist. I guess. I don't know how they claim that in India. They have the insurance and uninsured cow?
Act of God.
Act of God. Oh, that's a good one. So cow is worshipped so much, I was there. I experienced. I think it was in Mumbai. No one bothered to stop us. No one got angry. Police were riding in their little carts and no one said anything. We were fine. Keep going. It's fine. So cow has to be worshipped. Of course, it would be pretty interesting to have cows roaming free in the streets of Los Angeles. Would that be wonderful one day? Like last week, they had Bicycle Day. They closed the street and bicycles could roam anywhere on Venice Boulevard. Cars had to go around the 10 West to this highway, to the 405, to back just to get to the other side of Venice Boulevard. Whole day. From Venice, you couldn't come till 4 in the afternoon to temple. So can you imagine they close the street? We should petition. Someone should petition. Close the street so everyone can bring their cow to roam freely on Venice Boulevard. While you're worshipping bicycle, you should worship the cow. Let the cow roam freely, do its business, even the business of the cow. Scientists have shown it's antiseptic. Even the urine of the cow is said to have medicinal qualities. I've never really tried, but I've been told. Great medicinal mother has medicinal quality. Even I was amazed. We had our first child. Child was full of mucus, all stuffed up. And I told the mother, we have to go to the doctor. She had the child at home, natural midwife childbirth in St. Louis, Missouri. It was illegal, highly illegal, but we did it anyway with a midwife from Neuvendhoven. And I said, you know, maybe we should go to doctor. So much mucus, they can give something. She said, don't worry. In my milk, the mother's original milk, is what they call cholesterol, and it automatically dissolves the mucus and any difficulties with the baby. I was amazed. I was like, that's a miracle. That right there proves that God exists. Because who said that she should give off cholesterol so that the baby would be cured from all the mucus? That's God. Only God could make life in such a way that the mother cures the difficulty and problem of the offspring naturally through mother's milk. I don't know. I probably wound up like this because when I was born, my mother told me in those days they didn't allow in America. I was born in Mobile, Alabama, on a naval air base. And for some reason, I never took any mother's milk in my life. They gave me only formula throughout my life, my baby life. Nowadays, that's my grandson won't, when they offer him formula, he spits it out. Get away from me. Give me mother's milk or give me nothing. Me, I never even knew. So I never got those. If anyone says, what's wrong with that guy? You could tell him, well, he never got mother's milk ever in his life. His mother thought it was the best thing. They even told her before I was born, they gave her some shots. And 20 years later, she sent me Reader's Digest about this disease in children where the mothers were given these shots in the 50s. And the children end up with mental problems and physical problems and all kinds of problems. So I said, Mom, why'd you send me this terrible article, scary article? She said, I just want to let you know I took that drug when I was pregnant with you. So I have an excuse. I don't know about you guys, but I have all kinds of excuses. I can tell you, I was drugged pre-birth, prenatal drugging. And even the Reader's Digest says, look out for those, that generation, that group of babies that grew up in that atmosphere. Not getting mother's natural milk, not getting mother's natural hormones and what do you call vitamins and antibacterial, but they shot us full of poison in an attempt to make it better. And you see, what is the result? Not better, worse. So Adomata Gurajpatnika, what do we say? Dainur, the cow. Datri, the nurse, the midwife in Vedic culture. She comes. Both my children were delivered by midwife. My son Ram Nomi, he was delivered by midwife. He's 23 years old. He just graduated from Otis College yesterday. He's still living in the room he was delivered in by midwife on the corner of Venice and Watseka. I didn't have the guts to tell him he was spiritually conceived in that same room that he lives in 23, almost 24 years later. This is the Vedic culture. the midwife comes. She's also mother. She's also your mother. You have so many mothers. In Vedic culture, every mother on the street is the mother of that child, isn't it? In Indian culture. Here, they ask somebody, can you watch my kid? Well, I'm actually kind of busy, you know. In Vedic culture, the whole block, like here on Watsika, anyone, sometimes the mothers would go on Sankirtan. I was temple president in St. Louis. They'd leave their kid with me. Kid would be sucking on my nose, sucking on my little kid. I didn't know what to do. Even my own grandson, my daughter went out for half hour. I'm not a mata. I'm a pita. I'm not a mother. I'm a father. He started crying. I figure he wanted milk. He was at the time 5 months old. I went in the refrigerator. There seemed to be a bottle of his milk. It wasn't store-bought. It was his milk. But somehow I couldn't find the, what do you call, nipple, top of the milk. I looked in the cabinets. He's screaming. My daughter's gone. So I gave him some shots. My daughter was extremely mad, but he stopped crying. I took the top off the bottle. I don't know. And I gave him tiny, tiny shots. First time he ever got the shot of mother's milk. She told all her friends, this is the difference between mata and pita. We don't know. Give him a shot. What's the big deal? But mata knows best. Dainur datri tata tata prithvi. Prithvi means the land. Just like we have the Earth Day. In Vedic culture, the land is the mother. So we worship the land that is our mother. The earth is giving us vegetables and fruits. Trees are growing. Fruit trees are growing. The earth is our mother. She's giving us. Even the grass is coming out of the earth to give us shelter. To walk softly on the grass. What to speak of the trees to give us shade. In L.A., you need shade. It's a bright sun. I don't know what it is, but every year it appears to be getting brighter. It could be my old age, or maybe it's the, zone? That ether zone. What is it? The ozone. Somehow, every time June, July come around, even now in May, the sun is getting brighter and brighter. So, God and the Holy Mother Earth, the Mother, Prithvi, they're giving us the shelter we have in our Los Angeles palm trees. So these are the seven matas. And there was one great mother in Vedic culture. Her name was Kunti. She was the mother of the Pandavas. She went through so much suffering. Pandavas were abused in so many ways by the Kurus. They were sent to the house of Lak and the Kurus tried to kill them in the Mahabharata. They were sent away to the forest, first for a year and then for so many years. They were sent to a village. They got one village that they turned into a paradise by Krishna's grace. But Kunti, great mother, mother of mothers, she prayed, let these calamities come upon me again and again. Because when I'm in this condition, I'm always praying to you, Lord Krishna. When we're in a tough spot, we pray to Krishna. When things are very hunky-dory, we tend to forget who is the source of the hunky-doriness. That Krishna is the person making things nice God. So she prayed, can you imagine what a great personality? Let calamities come upon me again and again. And she also made one other prayer. We'll sing together here. Namo Pankajana Bhaya Namo Pankajana Maline Namo Pankajana Traya Namaste Pankajangraya. Oh my Lord, you have a belly like a lotus. You're garlanded into a lotus. Your glance is as cool as a lotus. And your feet are just like lotus. This is Lotus Lord. Pankajangraya. So let's try to sing together. Maybe you can repeat. Namo Pankajanabhaya. Namo Pankajamaline. Namo Pankajanetraya. Namaste. Pankajangraya. Namo Pankajanabhaya. Namo Pankajanabhaya. Maline Namo Pankaja Nethaya Namaste Pankaja
Namo Pankaja Nabaya Namo Pankaja Maline Namo Pankaja Nethaya Namaste, Pankajangraya.
Hey, Govinda, 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 Govinda.
Govinda, 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 Gopala, 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 Gopala.
Gopala, 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 Gopala. Govinda, Govinda. Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala, 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 Gopala,
Gopala, Gopala, Gopala,
Namo Pankaja, Nabaya, Namo Pankaja, Maline. Namo Pankaja Nithaya Namaste Pankajangraya
Oh, Namo Pankaja Nabhaya Namo Pankaja
Manine
Namo Pankaja Nithaya Namaste Pankajangraya Namo Pankaja, Namo Pankaja,
Namo Pankaja, Namo Pankaja, Namo Pankaja, Namo Pankaja,
Namo Pankaja, Namo Pankaja, Namo Pankaja, Namo Pankaja. Namo Pankaja, Namo Pankaja, Namo Pankaja, Nabaya, Namo Pankaja, Maline, Namo Pankaja, Nithaya, Namaste, Pankaja, Nabaya, Namo Pankaja, Nabaya, Namo Pankaja, Maline, Namo Pankaja, Nithaya, Namaste, Pankajangraya. Hey, Govinda, 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 Govinda.
Govinda, Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Kunti Devi Ki Jai. Teachings of Queen Kunti Ki Jai. Happy Mother's Day to all of you Ki. So if there's any questions anyone has at this time, we can try to answer. Otherwise, it's almost time to eat the Holy Mother Prasad. Prasad was cooked by the Holy Mothers. It was offered to Srimati Radharani before Krishna. And it is special Mother's Day food for everyone. Divine food. Yes, sir. Information. What did he say? Oh, when you're getting married, there are seven circles for the seven mata, sapta mata. Aro mata guru patni brahmani rajpatni kadenur datri tata prithvi. Seven mothers and seven circles in marriage. So we're looking forward. If you have a wedding, a graduation, birthday, bar mitzvah, Mother's Day event, Temple Bhajan Ben will come and see us. We did three events yesterday in the day. Thank you. Thank you. What a mother. I can't believe it. This is why we have mothers. What would we be without a mother? You wouldn't be. What is there without mothers? Without a mother, there'd be no son. There is no question of son without a mother. Of course, you need a father too, but he's not as important. We'll talk about him in August or whenever that day is. I don't know. Nobody really cares that much Father's Day. So, yes, Sapta Mata. Any other questions or discussion? Otherwise, yes, sir. Birthday for your first name? Greg?
Ray.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Ray.
Mother's Day, Ray.
Let's say Hare Krishna for him together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Sometimes in our culture, we sing Hare Krishna to you. May you never take birth again. May you never take birth again. This will be your last spiritual birth. I don't think we want to come back one more time. Happy birthday to Ray, everybody. Bhakta Ray Ki! So, thank you very much. Again, we're the Temple Bhajan Band. If you'd like to take your Mother's Day celebration home with you, we have our CDs. Come and see us. Only 10 rupiah. 10 rupiah. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Happy birthday to Ray. Thank you for coming, Ray. That is so cool. What a birthday, man. You should have told me in the beginning of class. How to break it to me?